Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor at the intersection of technology and public accounting. The Intersection Live podcast series is brought to you by ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community.
Hi, this is Lisa Kianoff. I'll be reading you my November 2008 column from the CPA Technology Advisor, Better Technology for Better Clients. This issue is called Crime, Coming to a Business Near You. For the owner of a local engineering company, the mystery of the shrinking bank account was solved when one too many clients insisted that they had paid the owner's bill even though he'd never seen the checks deposited. At a communications company that had recently relocated to the city, the slap in the face came when they discovered their office manager, whom they moved with them, had been writing a lot of checks to herself for more than a year. And the technology services company got its first taste of employee crime when the VP was going through the last month's bank statement and found checks that had actually been altered. It's one of the ultimate acts of betrayal by an employee. But the number of companies victimized by someone that they had trusted is clearly on the rise. The industry calls it occupational fraud. Call it what you want, but last year the crime wave cost U.S. companies more than $990 billion, or 7% of revenue, according to the 2008 report to the Nation on Occupational Fraud and Abuse, published by the Association of Certified Fraud Examiners. The average loss for all businesses was $175,000, but organizations with fewer than 100 employees fared the worst, with a median loss of $200,000. Some 40% of the victims' companies were privately owned, and the crime, stealing, was carried out on average for nearly 2 years before it was discovered. Check tampering and fraudulent billing was most common. And one-third of the time, that criminal was in the company's accounting department. Most shocking, only 7% of the perpetrators had prior convictions. These are sobering statistics, particularly for a small company where occupational fraud has put many out of business. Before that happens to you or your clients, consider taking a bite out of crime by taking advantage of the tools of technology to minimize risks. First item, employee screening. It's a must in today's world, and it's never been easier. Ask applicants to sign the required release as part of their application process, or when they've made it past the first round of interviews. With most screening services, you set up your accounts so you can enter information 24/7 on a prospective employee and get a credit report and driving record instantly, or a criminal record check by the next day in your email. The cost is minimal, and the insight into how the applicant has managed their personal life is very valuable. While not as technical, but just as important, you really should check those references and talk to past employers. Another tool, lockbox processing. Employees stealing cash and checks before they're deposited represents more than 10% of the occupational fraud. You can reduce that exposure by having customer payments delivered to a special post office box available only to your bank, which makes the deposits. This delivers on the tax and accounting professional-inspired separation of duties process, but it has the side benefit of getting that cash into your bank account faster. Even better, many of today's accounting and ERP systems let you electronically transmit the lockbox deposit and automatically apply these payments to their corresponding invoices. A great time saver. Another tool are biometric time clocks. Claims for hours not worked and co-workers logging in for someone else show up high in the list of occupational frauds. There can't be any so-called buddy punching if your time clock requires a fingerprint or handprint to enter. This also stops an honest employee from being pressured to become an accomplice by someone asking them to clock me in. Another tool are audit trails. Many accounting and ERP systems provide audit trails if you'll just turn them on. This feature keeps an electronic history with time and date stamps for data that's being changed in the system, as well as the before and after values. Some systems even track data changes made directly to a Microsoft SQL database, even if done outside the system. You now know who did it and when. Just remember these logs can get large, so only turn them on when you need them and make sure you have enough hard disk space. Another tool, electronic signatures. This feature requires the user to authorize their identity for that specific process before they can change a data setup. Electronic signatures are also often used with audit trail features. Finally, safe pay or positive pay. Someone taking blank checks is an open door to do damage. With safe pay, positive pay, an electronic file showing all the authorized checks and amounts, as well as voided checks, is generated as part of every check run in the accounting system. The file goes to the bank, which won't honor a check until it confirms that the check number and the amount match the file. It's just like with a private party. If you're not on the list, your check is denied. For all the hype about using technology, and often the hype is proven legitimate, there are times when the old-fashioned method can also be effective. Banks love it when you stop asking for your checks back because it's easier for them to send you copies of the scans. To make the point that they often charge a monthly fee for the trouble of returning checks to you. Sometimes, however, looking at tiny scans may cause you to overlook an obvious fraud. The technology services company cited above discovered it was a victim of fraud the first month it occurred because they had the physical checks returned from the bank, and the forgery on the check was plain to see. The key was opening the bank statements and spending 10 minutes each month actually looking at the checks. Catch the fraud early, and you've got a much stronger case for challenging the bank on why they cashed fraudulent checks. The technology company did just that, and the bank made good on the fraudulent checks. For more information on fraud prevention, go to the Association of Certified Fraud Examiners website at www.acfe.com. And very importantly, once you put your tools and processes in place, don't keep your fraud prevention checks and balances a secret. You want people to know you're watching. Prevention is the goal, and you definitely want to discourage those who might be tempted. This is Lisa Kianoff signing off.
For more information about the CPA Technology Advisor's other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit www.cpatechadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106, or tune into future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via TalkShoe.com.